Well, let's turn now to the conversations about police brutality and racial equity that are taking place in nearly every area of the country, with rural communities no exception. Sydney Bowles of the Ohio Valley Resource takes us to Whitesburg, Kentucky, a tiny Appalachian town that recently found itself in the middle of its own racial reckoning.
Terry Adams is the Letcher County Judge Executive, the county's highest elected official. In a recent Facebook post, he called Black Lives Matter, quote, a nonsense issue, and said racism didn't exist in Letcher County. The people playing the race card were the real racists, he wrote, and the protesters had an underlying agenda. His post caused an outcry. People argued viciously in the comments section, defending black lives, defending Confederate statues, disputing whether the looting was justified. So when dozens of people filed into the courtroom for the next county fiscal court meeting, Judge Executive Adams had a pretty good idea what they were there for.
I'll start by saying that I suppose a lot of y'all are here because of a Facebook post I put on Facebook.
19-year-old Deja Hogg approached the lectern, looked Judge Adams right in the face, and spoke.
I know COVID's going on right now, so just imagine there's no COVID, normal society, and imagine that you walk around and it's like, you have to play.
Hogg is biracial, and Adams and every other county magistrate is white. Hogg gripped the lectern to steady herself and continued.
People look at you, and it's almost as if they stare too long, they breathe the same air, they're scared they're going to catch the plague. That is just a small, small glimpse of what it was like growing up here in Eastern Kentucky as a minority.
Letcher County is 95% white. Donald Trump got 80% of the vote in 2016. But it's also home to a progressive community that hosts drag and punk shows. It's got a solar-powered fire department and a thriving art scene. There are layers of complexity that often get lost in media coverage of Trump country and also in the polarized landscape of social media. Residents Tanya Turner, Nate Thompson, and Michella Phipps also spoke at the county meeting.
You made a lot of assumptions in that post. You assumed that none of us lived here. A man who was asking for my votes 2 years ago.
Anyone can say, well, I'm not racist. But at that point, then I have to ask them, do you really know what racism is?
Seeing people murdered on video, it's not just a problem somewhere else. There have been black murders in Letcher County. And if you think otherwise, then you don't know our history.
Judge Adams looked uncomfortable as he listened to each speaker. He had tears in his eyes. When I spoke to him in his office a few days later, on Juneteenth, he said the blowback was a learning experience.
There's discrimination in about everything, really. I'm finding out that, you know, though it ain't as prominently, you don't really see it, there is, I'm sure they are, racism.
Adam says he's sorry if he had hurt anyone.
I didn't realize there's as much tension locally as they are. I should not have brought what's national, going on nationally, and combined it with people wanting to speak out locally.
But Deja Hogg says that's exactly why she's fighting. To convince people like Judge Adams that her experience in Whitesburg is connected to the experiences of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, whose killing sparked a nationwide reckoning. It's connected by the same forces that shape so much of Appalachian life: resource extraction, poverty, and being looked down on by outsiders.
So race kind of just gets swept under the rug, which is where you get the institutionalized racism.
Hogg doesn't know if Judge Adams really gets it, but she says the conversation was still productive.
You know, this little town is making big moves, just like all these other places.
For now, Hogg says, that feels like justice. For Here and Now, I'm Sydney Bowles in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
And her story is part of the America Amplified Initiative, a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.